Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya, our previous shiur, where we saw Neflos in the psukim about Yaakov Avinu, Yosef being the Hemshech of Yaakov. And then now we will continue. We started with the Rashi, that Yaakov said to Yosef, I know that you have resentment, that I only buried Rachel on the way. I want to explain to you why I did it, so she would cry for her children when they go out to Gullus. So she was in the right spot. We asked, how come it says it on this pasuk, not on the earlier pasuk, where it says it on the pasuk of Vani Bevoy Mipedan Mesel Arach Beretz Kanan Beod Derech Bederech Od Kibrat Bederech Bod Kibras Eretz Labo Efrazevek Rosham Bederech Efraz Hibes Lachem. Why does here Yaakov justify himself why he buried her there? Why not earlier when he asks Yosef to bury him in Eretz Yisrael? Because that's what he's explaining. Listen, I didn't give the same dignity to your mother, so why am I asking you to bury me where I want to be buried? I wasn't so careful about where I buried your mother. So you should have said it there, not later on. That was our question, not our question, many Mefarshim's question. As Nerakach, מה שכתוב, ואני בבואי מפדן, רש"י כותב על זה, מה שאמרנו, when I came from Padan Aram, I buried her on the way, etc. And we asked, so, say it earlier, when you're telling him to bury you in Eretz Yisrael. Because the truth is, a small person knows he doesn't believe somebody bigger than him. Shelegadol yesh das she'ein lo. Because a greater person has more das. U'masik hu dvarim she'ein hakatan masik. And he perceives things that a small person doesn't perceive. ומה שהתמיה יותר גדולה יותר מבואר מזה התירוץ על התמיה שהוא שאין לו הבנה בדבר אחרי שנעשה הדבר מחמת הבנה גבוהה שאין הוא שייך לה. The bigger the question, the bigger the answer. Because he just doesn't understand. So he's just so far away from the truth. He's so small. I should understand that I just don't understand because this is beyond me. And therefore, you shouldn't have akpada. When you're not in the darga of havana, you shouldn't be resentful when you're not on the level to understand why something was done. So for this reason, Yosef wasn't resentful of Yaakov until now. Because Yosef understood, I have no asagas on Yaakov. Yaakov learned in the yeshiva of Shem Be'ever, Yaakov ben Yitzchak. I have asagas on Yaakov. Yaakov is compared to Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal tell us Moshe on the inside, Yaakov on the outside. Yaakov was very, very special. So definitely Yaakov had a reason for burying my mother where he did. But after Yaakov said to him, in other words, what was Yaakov saying? As we learned in the previous year, you Yosef are my Hemshech. Oh, I'm your Hemshech. And that's why my two sons are going to be like tribes. Yosef's two sons are going to be like Yaakov's two sons. So that means that I'm the Hemshech, I'm the continuation of you. So I don't really understand what you did, Father. So now Yesh Belibo Alef. Now it looks like he didn't care about Rachel. Because now Yosef should have understood it earlier on. Yosef didn't expect to understand. Yaakov is greater than me. So I don't chap. Say there. That's all earlier on. But now that Yaakov says to him, Shnei Panecha, your two sons are going to be like tribes. Because as we explained at length in the previous year, Yosef is the Hemshech of Yaakov. So now Yosef is saying, so I should chap you. I should get it, as they say today. ולכן דווקא עכשיו הוא הזמן להוריד את מה שיש ליוסף בליבו עליו. So now this is the time to take away Yosef's resentment. And that Yaakov said to him, ואני, etc. בדרך בו עוד כבר שאת דארץ לבו אפרסה. In other words, you shouldn't say, as Rashi says, that there was rain, and therefore I couldn't bring her to Chevron. Because it wasn't rainy at all. It was dry season. It was time of greed, when the ground is riddled and full of holes like a sieve, like a kvara. That's the kivras. So that's a hagdala of the kasha. Whoa! If it's because of rain, so it wasn't rainy season. So it makes the kasha even bigger. And not only that, you're going to say, why don't I at least bring her to Beis Lechem, or not to Chevron, at least to Beis Lechem? So this is something that makes no sense. So the less sense it makes, that's the amazing thing. When you have like something that makes absolutely no sense, so the bigger the kasha, the bigger the teretz. And you just think, wow, totally in the dark. And then you get the teretz like, oh. So Yosef can't have tainas on Yaakov because Yosef completely doesn't understand. There must be some missing natun. There must be some missing variable here that Yosef doesn't know about. Therefore, it makes no sense. So in the very kasha, there's a teretz. Since it's such a big kasha on Yaakov, it must be that that's the answer, that Yosef is missing something. So yeah, the Ramban asked, oh, there's no remez in the pasuk to this whole thing that Rashi said about the Bukalas Habanim, and they're going to go, and Rachel's going to daven for them. Because based on what we're saying, the Ikar Inyan is not because of the reason. We're talking about Yaakov's resentment, Yosef's resentment. Because l'chora, now Yosef has a reason to be resentful, because now Yosef is on the Madrega that he can understand Yaakov. Because his children were made continuations of Yaakov. Why were his children made continuations of Yaakov? Because he's obviously on that level. It's the previous pasuk. Your kids are my hemshech. Why is that? Because you're my hemshech. Oh, you're my hemshech, so now you think you chap me. So that's where you see in the pasuk this whole thing that Rashi tells us. It doesn't say anything about the galus of the banim, but it does say in the pasuk why Yosef would have resentment, because in the previous pasuk it says that he's the hemshech of Yaakov, and that's why his children are going to become tribes. Since his children are going to become tribes, so he expects that he can understand Yaakov. He's the continuation of Yaakov. And Yaakov is saying, no, 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 don't ask questions on me. This is really beyond you. You're really missing something. And what is that? The Gullus. That when they go to Gullus, she's going to be able to daven for them. But that's not the Ikar Inyan of the Pasuk. That there's no remez for that. In Echinami, there's no remez for that. there is a remez in the pasuk. You do see in the pasuk that Yosef is going to have akpada on Yaakov. Yesh belipcha alai, that Yosef has a resentment, and that's why this pasuk is coming to say, no, don't have resentment. The moment Yosef realizes he's the hemshech of Yaakov, and therefore he should understand Yaakov. Yaakov has to go and tell him, no, don't think that you're missing something over here. It makes absolutely no sense, even to you, because you might be my hemshech, but you don't get everything. Here you're missing a variable, and that is this whole union of galus. Said in the Torah Shlomo, it's Memhei, Kevin Shabrichim, Vasam Shvatim, Hiskel Vomar, Alasek Rachel. Hiskel Vomar, Alasek Rachel, Amala, Lamala, Nichs, Likfur Yimach, Shea Yosef, Mezer, Aladavar, Ma'oid. Hiskel Avim, Yeshivo, Ala, Ani Bevoim, Yipadam, Enksiv, Ela, Vani, Bevoim, Yipadam, Au, Vani. It doesn't say Ani, it says Vani. Amala, Chayecha, Shea, Kishem, Shea, Yisa, Mevakish. Shtikani, Simcha, Likvura. Kach, Ani, Mevakish. Hadu, Dixiv, Vani. So, this Vani Bevoimi Padan is telling us that just like you would have wanted that your mother go to Kvura, because he started talking when he was blessing them, he made them Shvatim, he started talking about the Esek of Rachel, and he said, why didn't she go in with you for Kvura? Yosef had Sar on this. Why was she just buried on the side of the road like that? And his father answered him, that just like you would ask that your mother goes into Kvura, I also want to be buried properly. And that's Vani. Vawimi Padam. And I, you want your mother to be buried properly. I also want to be buried properly. So what does that have to do with the fact that the Shabircham Basam Shvatim? What does that have to do with Yaakov's giving brachas to the Shvatim? Making them Shvatim. And how's that an answer? He said, just like you want your mother buried properly, I want to be buried properly. But how does that answer Yosef's claim, Yosef's complaint? So we see, no, only after he made them Shvatim. In other words, he made the Ephraim and Manasseh Shvatim. And now Yosef is like Yaakov. Ah, so now I think he thinks he understands it. And now Yaakov is saying, no, the Kasha is even bigger than you think. Because I also want to be buried properly. And if I want to be buried properly, then I should have given the same respect to Rachel. So if the kasha is so big, it means you're missing something. It must be that another reason is a missing variable here. And what is it? The whole thing with the tefillah. What does it mean? Mesa alai, says the Medrash. Mau alai, alai haisa tirchusa. Davracher alai, shechasartia, shelo haisa li nachas ruach elehi. Mesa alai, shechasartia. What does that mean? Alai haisa tirchusa. Her tircha was on me. The toil was on me. What is alai? Another davracher? That I lacked her. Because my only nachas ruach, my pleasure was from her. So based on what we said, when he said "Alai ayat ayatirchasa," he shevaday amutal alai letroach olavi lekfuraima. Of course, I should have might the tircha was on me, and also since I only had nachas ruach from her, I should have made sure to bury her properly. So since Mesa alai Rachel, she died on me, it was my tircha, and I only nachas ruach from her, I should have buried her properly. And if I didn't, there must be a good reason why I didn't, and therefore don't have tainus on me. Remove your resentment. And this we can also understand, but it says in Pasuk Ches, what do you mean? 17 years they're with him. 17 years lived together. Rashi writes, "Nistachu men b'shchina k'shibikesh levarcham," because Yerov and Achav are going to come from them. That's what it means, mi'ela. What's going on over here? What's this? There's no shchina. So how come the shchina left me? Because Yerov and Achav are coming from these children. I ain't shem divrei Rashi. He says, they're not royal the bracha. They're not worthy of the bracha. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. After Yaakov established that Ephraim and Menashe are like his sons, it says in the pasuk, Vayar Yisrael is b'nei Yosef. She'ra'av hirgish b'mahutam. He saw their essence. She'nish'ar b'hem b'nei Yosef. שהוא שלא כמו שאמר ואתה שני בניך. ולכן שאל מי אלה? דהיינו מי אלה כבני יוסף? וראי אין כבר את בני יוסף. So after Yaakov was Kovea, these are like his children. Since he saw בני יוסף, he saw that they remained the sons of Yosef. Not like he said that they're my children. And therefore he said, Mi'ela. Who are these kids who are like B'nai Yosef? They're already not B'nai Yosef. The Or Chaim says that this whole word of the Shekhinah leaving him and saying, Mi'ela, they're not royal the bracha, is derech drash, you have to say pshat. He says, maybe this is the pshat. He felt that they're still B'nai Yosef. They're not supposed to be B'nai Yosef, now they're mine. And that says in the Pasuk Tesla, Yomri Yosef Banayim, Asher Nasan Li Elohim Bazeh. So Yosef was told of this by Asher Nasan Li Elohim. These are the children that Hashem gave me in order to explain that since at the time that Hashem gave them, it was giving to me because they were not yet the sons of Yaakov. So that's not, it's not going to be Batel. The fact that their mind is not going to be Batel even after their Bnei Yaakov. She'achesh v'shat n'tinat Hashem otam. Haytaz n'tinat li. V'sher adayin lo'ok b'ukenei Yaakov. When Hashem gave them, they were mine. Af v'shechal b'nei Yaakov. Kivan sh'me Hashem haytazo matanat li v'ayni mevater alea. Even though now they have a chalos b'nei Yaakov. But since this was a gift to me, and I'm a vater on this gift, so we have shalshit tibatela matana shaitab tinat Hashem otamli can't be mivatel the matana, and therefore they still relate to me. So they're still Bnei Yosef, even though they're to Yaakov like Reuven and Shimon. And look at the Ramban who asks, what does it mean Asher Nasan Li, etc. Bezevra Yaakov Yod Yaakov Shenoldu b'Mitzrayim? Yaakov knew that. It says in the Pasuk, Vayam Yisrael is B'nai Yosef, Vayam Mi'el. Vayam Yosef al Aviv B'nai. Oh, Yaakov didn't know that? She'nos and the Elohim was it. It's the Ramban's Kasha. Lohi Yitzarech, Lohdi al Aviv, Ki Mitzrayim Nodu Lo. She'k Shpirishman Lohi al Shabban. When he separated, they didn't have Yishabban. He already said to him, Shnei Banach Olim Lecha Be'eretz Mitzrayim. And he already knew that he had these two children in Eretz Mitzrayim. So what's the chiddush? These are my two children that Hashem gave to me. Yaakov already knows about that. So the Ramban writes, V'nir Liki Perish B'zeh B'in Yadzeh Sh'amarta She'nasim Le'Hashem Kol Nebocha Le'em Mitzrayim V'em Sh'amarta Le'em Shem Lecha. וכן וזה נערה בעל המלך, ואמר נסן לי אלוקים, שעשו לי השם ניסים, מה שנסן לי המלך איש. ולי הבן מאלה ממנה. ולי מין בזה, in this manner concerning which he was spoken, in other words, Hashem gave them to me, before you came to Egypt to me. And they are the ones concerning whom you said they are yours. So when he says, Hashem nasan elokim bazeh, Hashem gave them to me here in Mitzrayim. And Yaakov knew they were from Mitzrayim. So what's his chiddush? His chiddush is, Hashem gave them to me meaning, Hashem performed miracles for me until the king gave me this wife. And I have these children from her. Sforno says, B'nai ain't below B'nai B'nai. They're my sons, not my grandsons. These are the sons of Elohim, Obosim Abanam, Shanasim Elohim Bazeh. Bodhi Levani, Po, Karmachar, Olech, Abiratan, Bober, Elechim, Mitzrayim. Amartha Lihem. They're mine, and you said they're yours. You said they're mine. So it's similar to the Ramban. So these are the sons that Hashem gave me. While I was here alone without any member of my family, Ramban says, a miracle. Hashem performed miracles for me until the king gave me this wife. Shalosim Hashem Nisim until Hashem gave me this wife. And these are my children. Now that's what Yaakov is saying. He's saying, they're mine. You're right, they're yours. But they're also mine. Hashem gave them to me also. So they don't stop being mine. Therefore, they're Bnei Yosef. This is supposed to get out of it. And we saw Rabban Echelo Pilalti, a mayor, I was Elohim Gam Zarecha. So Yaakov says to him that I didn't think I would see your face. And Hashem has even shown me your offspring. Interesting, in the previous passage it says, "Hey, he saw a covenant he's open to Yuchal, the rest he couldn't see." So he brought him close and he kissed them, and then Yisrael says to Yosef, "I didn't think it was possible to see your face, and now I even see your children." Just said a moment ago, he can't see. Akolpanim. The point is that they're still your children. They're still Zarecha. So yes, they're Yaakov's, but they're also Yosef's. They don't stop being Yosef's. That's why Yosef said, "Banayim." It's still mine. And with this, we can understand what it says in Pesukal Vayechad Vayom Meila Vayom Yosef Inavu Chole Vaykach Shnei Banav Imot Minasher Zifraim. The Avis Kasha is the Rachaim Hakadosh. Why does it have to say Shnei Banav and also as Menashe as Ephraim? Shnei Banav and also Menashe and Ephraim. So maybe Yosef knows that he's bringing his sons to Yaakov. Yaakov's going to give them this koach to be like his sons. But Yosef wants them to remain his own sons. So therefore, it is Vayikach as Shnei Banav. He takes his two sons with him. They're still with him. They're still his two sons, even after they're going to get the brach. And it's his Vayikach as Menashe as Ephraim. Now each one is going to get a special chalos. He's going to get a chalos Menashe, meaning that he's going to be a special tribe of Menashe to his grandfather, and he's going to be a special tribe of Ephraim to his grandfather. Therefore, it doesn't say Vikash Shnei Banav as Menashe as Ephraim as Menashe Imo. No, Vikash Shnei Banav Imo. First, he takes the two kids with him, meaning they're going to remain mine. And also, there are going to be Menashe and Ephraim. Now, there's going to be a special, each one's going to have their own special bracha of being their own shevet. So, we learned Kedar Kenim, Mamish, and the flows in this parasha. It's not Shaykh, Baruch Hashem. There's still loads more to say. And if you stick with me and I stick with you, Mir Tashem will be Zoha to Mamshikh, Tanyanim, Eilon, Yiflaim, Lachzor, Lishnot, Parasha, Zoha, Bezrat Hashem. עוד הרבה הרבה מה ללמוד יחד. נא להישאר עמדי, תודה רבה 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 שהקשבתם. הדברים היו מהירים כספרים, משמחי לב ומרניני נפש, הודו להשם כי טוב כי דבר חסדו. שלום, שלום, סביב.